WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Insider is a new movie directed by Michael Mann, starring Al Pacino and Russell Crowe. It's based on the true story of tobacco executive turned whistleblower Jeffrey Wigand and his experiences with the TV show 60 Minutes. John Powers has a review.
By now, you've probably heard about the controversy surrounding The Insider. Some of the real-life people depicted in the movie, such as 60 Minutes anchor Mike Wallace, are complaining that it portrays them unfairly. Meanwhile, director Michael Mann insists that, despite a wee bit of dramatic license, the film is essentially true. As an outsider, I have no way of knowing which side is right. But I do know that The Insider is one of the most engrossing pictures of the year, a tale of two prickly, paranoid men battling corporate betrayal. Al Pacino stars as Lowell Bergman, a veteran producer for 60 Minutes. Digging into a story, he comes across Jeffrey Wigand, played by Russell Crowe. Wigand's a painfully decent, tightly wound scientist who's just been fired from a big Louisville tobacco firm. Bergman thinks he's finally found an insider who can spill all the secrets about big tobacco. And so he quickly starts plying Wigand with idealistic notions about the common weal and promising that his TV show won't burn him.
You go public and 30 million people hear what you gotta say, nothing, I mean nothing, will ever be the same again. You believe that?
No.
You should. Because when you're done, a judgment is gonna go down in a court of public opinion, my friend. And that's the power you have.
You believe that?
I believe that. Yes, I believe.
You believe that because you get information out to people, something happens?
Yes.
Maybe that's just what you've been telling yourself all these years to justify having a good job. Having status. Maybe for the audience it's just voyeurism, something to do on a Sunday night. And maybe it won't change a thing. And people like myself and my family are left hung out to dry, used up, broke, alone.
Are you talking to me or did somebody else just walk in here? I never assume any of that.
Understand.
No, don't evade a choice you gotta make by questioning my reputation or 60 Minutes with this cheap skepticism.
I have to put my family's welfare on the line here, my friend. And what are you putting up? You're putting up words.
Words.
Guess who's closer to being right? Wigand risks everything to tell his story on 60 Minutes, only to have the program kill the interview for fear of a lawsuit. Such a story is perfect for Michael Mann, a poet of machismo whose taste for outlaw romanticism ran through Miami Vice, The Last of the Mohicans, and Heat. Of his two heroes, Wigand is the movie's emotional center and by far the more fascinating figure. A smart, jumpy, desperately honest man who clings to what's left of his integrity like a barnacle. He's played with Oscar-worthy brilliance by Crowe, the superb Australian actor who's barely recognizable with his new paunch, gray hair, and aviator glasses. As he showed in L.A. Confidential, Crowe has a knack for playing big men with wounded souls who lose their innocence and then seem stunned at what the world is doing to them. Bergman is equally stunned when 60 Minutes double-crosses his source, but his story's hokier because he's so obviously a Hollywood concoction. Passionate, fearless, and absolutely trustworthy, Bergman's a paragon, the last honest man in TV news. Such a character would be insufferable if played by a star like Robert Redford, who always has the self-satisfied gleam of one who knows he's right. Remember Up Close and Personal? In contrast, it's part of Pacino's strange charisma that he seems haunted by everything, even his own righteousness. When things go sour, Pacino's ancient Sicilian eyes pass a more damning judgment on TV news than anything a screenwriter could give him to say. Back in the 80s, Mann was known for his delirious addiction to high styles, from the South Beach pastels of Miami Vice to the noir opera of Crime Story. But over the years, he's refined away some of that meretricious flamboyance to become one of the most hypnotic filmmakers working anywhere. Mann has no superior at evoking pervasive paranoia, or at venturing a surreal touch, like a car burning unattended on the Louisville roadside, that seems like a message from the cosmos. And he populates The Insider with terrific supporting performances, especially the witty turn by Christopher Plummer. Plummer plays Mike Wallace as a man who's infinitely tickled to be such a great man as Mike Wallace. He's not about to risk his career for the Wigand story, telling Bergman, and I quote, "I don't intend to spend the rest of my days wandering in the wilderness of National Public Radio." Well, well, well. The Insider is not without its bombast and portentous moments. But if any subject deserves such a treatment, it's this one. Mann gives us a tale of 90s America, where corporations grow ever more massive, wield ever more control, and take ever more care to suppress information they don't want us to hear. Although this is not a new story, it is the essential story of our time. And no Hollywood movie has told it more compellingly than The Insider, which makes one thing abundantly clear. If you want to tell big truths about the big guys, you'd better button your coat, because you're stepping out alone into the cold.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.